The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. Wisconsin hosts Maryland on Saturday, the noon Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly looking forward to playing a really talented, well-coached Maryland team, and need to have a great week of preparation so we can give ourselves the best chance. So, so far, the first couple days have been well, but we got to continue to have a good week of preparation.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Leo.
Coach, it looked like your game with Purdue was old-school Big Ten physical football. We line up, you know what's coming, so see if you can stop it. Was that true?
No doubt. It was a physical game, and we knew going in it was going to be that. And it took the whole game to play it and to determine the outcome. And that's probably the way the guys fought and competed, and it was a heck of a football game.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. Maryland is one of the new additions to the Big Ten. What do you see on film that impresses you about their offense and defense?
Well, I think they've, and it also shows up in their special teams. I think they're really, they've got some great athleticism, and you know, not just speed, you know, they're physical. They got guys on all their units that can impact a game in an instant, and I think it's a good football team, and ton of respect for DJ and their staff, and I just see it's a team with, it's got some, like I said, guys that can truly impact a game on offense, defense, and in their special teams.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Andrew Dowdy, Hero Sports.
Hey, Coach, question about Jonathan Taylor. I mean, his numbers are outrageous. He has 3 200-yard games in his first 6 games. And a year ago at this time, he was a guy that didn't have, you know, a truckload of offers coming out of high school, and he said he wanted to play at Wisconsin because of guys like Dane and Clement. What did you and your staff see in him as a high school player? And this is kind of a speculation question. I might not have an answer, but I'm curious if you have any guess why other programs may have missed the boat on him.
Well, all I can speak on is what we saw saw a guy that we really liked, and certainly the first part is, you know, there's a good football player that you notice on film, and then when you get to know him, you just you truly, truly like him a ton, and he's got a ton of substance to him, and he's a fun person to be around. He has energy, and he wants to be the best player he can be, and so. You know, we saw that early, and as recruiting goes on, you get to know that, and we're really excited when, obviously, he made his decision, and more so, you know, when you're with him every day and you get to be with him. He's fun to be around.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from Lee Brofnett, Omaha World Herald.
Paul, how you doing?
Good, Lee. How you doing?
Good. Hey, there's a lot of college coaches that when they send their place kicker onto the field are kind of closing their eyes or crossing their fingers. What's it like to have a veteran guy like Rafael and as consistent as he's been when you send him out there?
Well, you feel good, and you know that every time, you know, you never want to get to the point where you feel you're always appreciative, right, when he does what he's capable of doing. But he's got it. Works at it, and you know, he's kind of earned his confidence through it. And also, what I like about Hoff is he doesn't take anything for granted. I don't think anyone does. And
right.
Yet it's a real good feeling knowing that you've got a good opportunity. You know, when called upon, that he'll deliver.
Is trying to figure out a place kicker or scholarship maybe one of the tougher decisions you have in recruiting?
I think it can be, certainly. You know, I think part of the reason why is that you don't, you know, we're gonna have 14, 15, 16 O-linemen on scholarship. You're gonna have more. You have multiple guys on scholarship, but you don't have that many with your specialists, right? And so you need to be more accurate on that one. And boy, we feel fortunate with Hoff, certainly.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.